Test 1-2. Test. Untitled Gun Trafficking Documentary by Chase Whiteside. Voiceover by Ray Perez. Recorded on the Sony MVR. Take 1. Did you know that in all of Mexico there's only one gun shop? Located in Mexico City and administered by the army. If you want to buy a gun in Mexico, you must travel here to buy it in person. It's as if the only place to buy a gun in the United States were at some military warehouse in Washington, D.C. Buying a gun in Mexico isn't easy. Aside from the trip to the capital, you must meet certain income requirements and pass a criminal background check. If everything looks good, you can buy a small caliber gun. Just one. The shop isn't very busy. Only about 8,000 guns are sold here each year. Yet Mexico is awash in guns. The government has seized more than 100,000 in the last 5 years alone. So where do all these guns come from? Why, Mexico's gun-loving neighbors to the north, the U.S. of A., where there are more than 55,000 federally licensed gun dealers. That's more places to buy a gun than there are McDonald's or Starbucks combined. And here, buying a gun is easy. Background checks required at gun shops are easily circumvented, and there are almost no restrictions on person-to-person sales. And because in most states you can buy as many as you want, one or 1,000, a vast unregulated gun trade takes place in private sales and at hundreds of gun shows across the country. It's from this black market that an estimated 250,000 guns are illegally trafficked to Mexico each year. More than 30 times the number of guns sold legally. Where do the guns go? Many guns end up in the hands of violent Mexican drug cartels, fueling a conflict that has left more than 120,000 Mexicans dead since 2006. This makes the U.S. a poor ally in the war on drugs. By inadvertently arming the enemy, we make it more difficult for Mexico to contain the problem. Other guns travel farther south. Other guns travel farther south, to Guatemala, El Salvador, and Honduras, where rampant gang violence has led many thousands of unaccompanied children to flee for safety, largely to the U.S. It's another unintended consequence of lax U.S. gun laws. Guns are sent across the border, and refugees from violence come back. Why don't we stop it? Mexican demand for guns is big business. There are three gun dealers for every mile of the 2,000-mile border, across which more than $125 million worth of guns are illegally trafficked every year. Measures that could curb trafficking, like restrictions on how many guns one can buy or background checks for private sales, have been fiercely opposed by the American gun lobby, which sees such constraints as a threat to the Second Amendment rights. In fact, there is no federal law that explicitly forbids international gun trafficking, so prosecutors are left to pursue gun runners on weak charges like falsifying paperwork. Strengthening U.S. gun laws wouldn't eliminate demand south of the border. If the U.S. cut off supply, buyers would try to find guns elsewhere. But right now, they don't have to try. The U.S. makes it easy. In the meantime, Mexico's lone gun shop remains humbly open for business. Untitled Gun Trafficking Documentary by Chase Whiteside. Voiceover by Ray Perez, recorded on the Sony MVR, Take 2. Did you know that in all of Mexico there's only one gun shop? Located in Mexico City and administered by the army. If you want to buy a gun in Mexico, you must travel here to buy it in person. It's as if the only place to buy a gun in the United States were at some military warehouse in Washington, D.C. Buying a gun in Mexico isn't easy. Aside from the trip to the capital, you must meet certain income requirements and pass a criminal background check. If everything looks good, you can buy a small caliber gun. Just one. The shop isn't very busy. Only about 8,000 guns are sold here each year. Yet Mexico is awash in guns. The government has seized more than 100,000 in the last 5 years alone. So where do all these guns come from? Why, Mexico's gun-loving neighbors to the north, the U.S. of A., where there are more than 55,000 federally licensed gun dealers. That's more places to buy a gun than there are McDonald's or Starbucks combined. And here, buying a gun is easy. Background checks required at gun shops are easily circumvented, and there are almost no restrictions on person-to-person sales. And because in most states you can buy as many as you want, one or 1,000, a vast unregulated gun trade takes place in private sales and at hundreds of gun shows across the country. It's from this black market that an estimated 250,000 guns are illegally trafficked to Mexico each year, more than 30 times the number of guns sold legally. Where do the guns go? Many guns end up in the hands of violent Mexican drug cartels, fueling a conflict that has left more than 120,000 Mexicans dead since 2006. This makes the U.S. a poor ally in the war on drugs. By inadvertently arming the enemy, we make it more difficult for Mexico to contain the problem. Other guns travel farther south, to Guatemala, El Salvador, and Honduras, where rampant gang violence has led many thousands of unaccompanied children to flee for safety, largely to the U.S. It's another unintended consequence of the lax U.S. gun laws. Guns are sent across the border, and refugees from violence come back. Why don't we stop it? Mexican demand for guns is big business. There are three gun dealers for every mile of the 2,000-mile border, across which more than $125 million worth of guns are illegally trafficked every year. Measures that could curb trafficking, like restrictions on how many guns one can buy or background checks for private sales, have been fiercely opposed by the American gun lobby, which sees such constraints as a threat to the Second Amendment rights. In fact, there is no federal law that explicitly forbids international gun trafficking, so prosecutors are left to pursue gun runners on weak charges like falsifying paperwork. Strengthening U.S. gun laws wouldn't eliminate demand south of the border. If the U.S. cut off supply, buyers would try to find guns elsewhere. But right now, they don't have to try. The U.S. makes it easy. In the meantime, Mexico's lone gun shop remains humbly open for business. Untitled Gun Trafficking Documentary by Chase Whiteside. Voiceover by Ray Perez. Recorded on the Sony MVR. Did you know that in all of Mexico there's only one gun shop? Located in Mexico City and administered by the Army. If you want to buy a gun in Mexico, you must travel here to buy it in person. It's as if the only place to buy a gun in the United States were at some military warehouse in Washington, D.C. Buying a gun in Mexico isn't easy. Aside from the trip to the capital, you must meet certain income requirements and pass a criminal background check. If everything looks good, you can buy a small caliber gun. Just one. The shop isn't very busy. Only about 8,000 guns are sold here each year. Yet Mexico is awash in guns. The government has seized more than 100,000 in the last 5 years alone. So where do all these guns come from? Why, Mexico's gun-loving neighbors to the north, the U.S. of A., where there are more than 55,000 federally licensed gun dealers. That's more places to buy a gun than there are McDonald's or Starbucks combined. And here, buying a gun is easy. Background checks required at gun shops are easily circumvented, and there are almost no restrictions on person-to-person sales. And because in most states you can buy as many as you want, one or 1,000, a vast unregulated gun trade takes place in private sales and at hundreds of gun shows across the country. It's from this black market that an estimated 250,000 guns are illegally trafficked to Mexico each year, more than 30 times the number of guns sold legally. Where do the guns go? Many guns end up in the hands of violent Mexican drug cartels, fueling a conflict that has left more than 120,000 Mexicans dead since 2006. This makes the U.S. a poor ally in the war on drugs. By inadvertently arming the enemy, we make it more difficult for Mexico to contain the problem. Other guns travel farther south, to Guatemala, El Salvador, and Honduras, where rampant gang violence has led many thousands of unaccompanied children to flee for safety. It's another unintended consequence of the lax U.S. gun laws. Guns are sent across the border, and refugees from violence come back. Why don't we stop it? Mexican demand for guns is big business. There are three gun dealers for every mile of the 2,000-mile border, across which more than $125 million worth of guns are illegally trafficked every year. Measures that could curb trafficking, like restrictions on how many guns one can buy or background checks for private sales, have been fiercely opposed by the American gun lobby, which sees such constraints as a threat to Second Amendment rights. In fact, there is no federal law that explicitly forbids international gun trafficking, so prosecutors are left to pursue gun runners on weak charges like falsifying paperwork. Strengthening U.S. gun laws wouldn't eliminate demand south of the border. If the U.S. cut off supply, buyers would try to find guns elsewhere. But right now, they don't have to try. The U.S. makes it easy. In the meantime, Mexico's lone gun shop remains humbly open for business.